From GC, and we're super excited to be here today and to be able to share some music with you. Before we go along, we're going to quickly introduce ourselves in case there's some of you guys that don't know us or we don't know you. So,
hello, my name is Sadie Gustafson-Zook, and I'm a senior music major from Goshen, Indiana.
Good morning, my name is Anne Buckwalter, and I'm a sophomore music education major from Wellman, Iowa.
Hello, I'm Emily Stoltzfus. I am a sophomore social work major and Spanish minor from Goshen, Indiana.
Hi, my name's Naomi Peters, and I am a second year biochemistry and music student from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Good morning, my name is Joshua Lichty from Archbold, Ohio, and I'm a sophomore studying biochemistry and music.
Good morning, my name is Gaulat Krisjayanta. I'm from Surakarta, Indonesia. I'm a senior studying in vocal performance.
Hi there, my name is Lucas Thompson, and I am a sophomore studying vocal performance from Goshen.
Good morning, I'm Caleb Lichty from Archbold, Ohio, and I'm a third year studying biochemistry and music.
Our theme for the year is The Journey is Our Home. When we were looking to find this theme and examples for this theme, we took a look into the biblical story and looked at the many examples of revelations and journeys and exoduses that occur throughout its pages. But then we stopped and we decided to look into ourselves and our own stories And we realize that we too have similar stories and journeys and parables that can reflect those found in the biblical story and in other faiths. So today and through this program, you're going to be hearing music and stories drawn from our own lives and our own experiences.
We're now going to be singing a song for you called Oyini. Oyini is a traditional South African song that talks about finding community in unexpected places. Sometimes we may feel separated from God or our community while we're on our journey, but because the journey is our home, we are able to feel welcomed into a community in many different places.
Oh, yeah.
some times of our lives, in some parts of our lives, there's reason for sadness, and there are also times for great celebration. This next song we'll be singing is a traditional Jewish song of celebration.
This time I want to tell you the story and the reason why I want to sing and why I want to keep singing. So the story of my background, I was born and raised in Indonesia for 17 years. My father is a social worker and humanitarian that works for public health and emergency relief. So this is 11 years ago, 2006. So back in 2006, a massive earthquake hit my hometown in Yogyakarta that killed about 3,500 people. But thank God at the time, my family has already moved to Solo, which is a different city an hour away from Georgia. That day I looked at the TV and I recognized many buildings destroyed. I called some of my friends. They lost their family, they lost their house, and it was just such a hard time for Indonesia and for me. A 10 years old guy wanted to help. So I talked to my parents about it, and the next morning we went to Georgia to help, and my first job was to distribute food for little children in the hospital. But now imagine yourself as a 10-year-old kid walking around in the hospital after a massive earthquake. So you will see a lot of people suffering there, and they don't even have rooms, so it is everywhere in the field. And if you're, lucky enough, you can see a surgery there in the field. So it was just too much for me. And then I talked to my parents about it, and after a few discussions, we decided to make a music production that all of the money would go to the refugee camp. And this music production called Alam Sisa, which means Our Nature and What's Left in It. It was my father's idea, but I really like that idea. So in this production, me as a singer, and we collaborated with a local artist and musician, and also with the refugee kids. And during this production, I stayed in the refugee camp for 2 weeks, and there I know exactly where they sleep, what they eat, what they're doing, and I made a lot of friends there. But one thing that I noticed is every time we sing together, we hear something, I can see all of my friends started to smile again, and I can sense the energy of joy between them. And starting from that point, I found my motto of life, which is serve for a joyful heart and sing for a peaceful mind. In summer 2015, me and a former professor of Hessen College, also the alumni of Goshen College, the Baritan, Anthony Brown, we went to Indonesia for a charity concert in 5 cities. And one of the cities was in Georgia, which is the place where I was surfing 11 years ago. And I got a surprise at the concert. Some of my friends from the refugee camp came to my concert and tried to say hi to me, and I still recognize their face, they still recognize me. And it was such a beautiful thing to see them growing up. They go to school, they got their house back, they got their life back. So what I'm trying to say here is, if you want to do something good, do it. If you know that you can help, if you know that your help can be meaningful, do it, because you never know what's going to happen in the future if you can help. Like me, 10 years old, I just wanted to help. And we'll see that it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Where differing cultures meet, we will serve together. Where hatred rages, we will strive for peace. Come, take my hand, and we'll pray together that justice come and strife and warfare cease.
Oh,
to conclude our service, we would like to share a litany with you before we do our last piece. So if you would please repeat after me, sorry, when I motion, if you would please say, "Strangers no more." Let's practice.
Strangers no more.
Great. For we are strangers no more, but members of one family. Strangers no more, but part of one humanity. Strangers no more.
We're neighbors to each other now.
Strangers no more. We're sisters and we're brothers now.
Thank you.